Thereafter, Ram solicited Varunadev, the presiding deity of the ocean, with folded hands. Ram was determined to reach Lanka by any means, and was even prepared to kill the ocean god if he refused to cooperate. So when 3 days and nights passed without any response from Varunadev, Ram became greatly irritated. Addressing Lakshman, he said, "Now I can practically see that in this material world, the good qualities of patience, forgiveness, and politeness are useless when dealing with persons who are bereft of all virtue. In this material world, such rascals give more respect to persons who are impudent, aggressive, harsh in speech, and who run about advertising themselves. So because of my mildness and forbearance, the ocean deity considers me to be impotent. Thus, he will not deign to come before me. Lakshman, give me my bow, and I will teach this Varuna a lesson. Watch as I dry up the water. Then the monkeys can march to Lanka on foot without difficulty." With his anger blazing like fire, Ram strung his mighty bow, twanging it powerfully, causing the entire earth to tremble. Ram shot his arrows deep into the water, agitating the entire ocean, causing high tossing waves and terrifying the entities living within, including the Nagas and Rakshasas. Then, as he invoked his supremely powerful Brahmastra, Lakshman put his head on Ram's bow and said, "Oh, my dear brother, please restrain your anger and do not release any more arrows. Surely there must be a more noble means for drying up the ocean and facilitating the monkeys to cross over to Lanka." Even the great Brahmarshis, from their vantage point in the sky, were terrified to see Ram's uncommon exhibition of anger. But ignoring Lakshman's plea, Ram picked up the Brahmastra arrow and threatened the ocean. "Now I will dry up all of your water, so all that remains will be a desert of sand. O Varunadev, O God of the sea, since you are too proud to render service unto me, I shall utilize my own prowess so that the monkeys can cross to Lanka on foot." And as Ram drew his bow tout, heaven and earth began to tremble, and darkness enveloped the sky. Celestial winds raged furiously, uprooting gigantic trees and tearing off mountain peaks. Lightning streaked across the sky, as did hundreds of meteors, while thunder reverberated in all directions. The ocean overflowed its limit by 80 miles, filling all beings with terror. But still, Ram remained unmoved, fixed in his determination. Then suddenly, the ocean god himself rose up from the water, appearing before Ram, surrounded by many serpents with flaming hoods. As giant alligators, tortoises, and fish were thrown up by the billowing waves, the ocean's presiding deity stepped onto the shore, followed by the presiding goddesses of such rivers as Ganga and Sindhu. Decorated with a garland of red flowers and golden ornaments, dressed in bright red cloth, and encircled by clouds and wind, Varunadev approached Ram with folded hands. "O all-pervading Supreme Person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we can surmise that you are the Supreme Person Purushottama, the master of the entire universe. You are the unchanging, an original personality of Godhead. The demigods are infatuated with the mode of goodness, the Prajapatis with the mode of passion, and the Lord of Ghosts with the mode of ignorance. But you are the master of all these qualities. O gentle descendant of the Raghu dynasty, earth, water, fire, air, and ether are all eternally imbued with their natural characteristics. As a great reservoir of water, I am by nature unfathomable and impossible to cross. I cannot be otherwise. O Ram, it is for you alone that I will make a special concession, enabling you to cross over my waters. My Lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross it and go to the abode of Ravana, who is a great source of disturbance and crying for all the three worlds. He is the son of Vishrava, but he is condemned like urine. Please, go kill Ravana and thus regain your wife Sita. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it in order to spread your transcendental fame. For upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed of your lordship, all the great heroes and kings in the future will glorify you. If you construct a bridge, I shall make it float by bearing its weight with my energy. Your vast army of monkeys can then attack Lanka, and you can thus recover your dear wife Sita. Standing with the Brahmastra arrow drawn back to its full length, Ram spoke, "Please tell me where I can release this arrow, for having fixed it upon my bowstring, I am unwilling to withdraw it." "Yes, my lord. To the north is a holy place known as Drumakulya, where a fierce tribe of sinful thieves known as Abhiras now live. And because they drink ocean water there, I have become repulsed by their sinful touch. O Ram, I would be very pleased if you would let your powerful arrow fall there." Ram then released his arrow as requested, making it fall at Drumakulya. The arrow pierced through the earth and brought all the water from Rasatala gushing up through the crevice, causing the entire subterranean region to dry up. The place where the arrow fell then became known as Marukantara, and Ram gave it the following benediction. "This land will become verdant with fruits, honey, and all varieties of herbs. It will be excellent for raising cows, and those who reside here will have few diseases." "O Ram, here is Nala, the son of the celestial engineer and architect, Vishvakarma. This powerful monkey is your great devotee. Indeed, he is as talented as his father, so he can oversee the construction of your bridge as I allow it to float upon my waters." Varunadeva then disappeared, and Nala came before Ram, offering his obeisances. "O my lord, forbearance, conciliation, and gifts are wasted upon persons who are ungrateful. I know that Varuna has granted your passage only out of fear of punishment and not from a sense of gratitude. O my lord, long ago my father Vishvakarma awarded my mother the benediction that she would have a son equal to him in all respects. So for this reason, I possess all of Vishvakarma's architectural and engineering skills. I am quite capable of building the bridge. And although I have these talents, no one knew of them before because no one had asked me about them. And I do not like to speak of my own abilities. So may I suggest that the monkeys start gathering the building materials so that work can begin at once. Under Ram's direction, millions of monkeys began the construction, and some entered the forest in search of materials. After tearing up great rocks, trees, and entire mountains, they brought them to the shore through the use of mechanical contrivances. Then, as the huge stones and trees were thrown into the ocean, the water splashed high into the sky, thus creating a magnificent scene as the rocks miraculously floated. The monkeys tied them together with heavy ropes and vines, making sure that they were properly placed. While the construction was going on, Vibhishan and his ministers kept guard at the shore. Hanuman also carried large boulders, throwing them into the sea. And while doing so, Hanuman happened to see a squirrel kicking dust into the ocean in an attempt to assist the Supreme Lord. "Move out of the way or you will get hurt, little squirrel. We are carrying huge boulders. So what will your little dust accomplish?" "Oh, Hanuman, why are you saying this? Both the squirrel and you are serving me. Although you are lifting mountain peaks and he is moving small grains of sand, both of you are doing your best. And so I therefore consider your service and the squirrel's service to be of equal value." And in this way, the bridge was constructed. It was 100 yojanas long and 10 yojanas wide. The surface was made smooth by placing the trunks of trees against one another. It was then covered over with tops of branches full of blossoming flowers. And meanwhile, demigods and great rishis assembled in the sky just to behold the wonderful bridge spanning the deep shimmering ocean. Sugriva then requested Ram and Lakshman to mount the backs of Hanuman and Angada. Soon thereafter, the entire army, consisting of billions of monkeys, began to march towards Lanka.